Well, a new stage show at Free Street Theater takes Halloween and ghost stories in a new direction. It's called 100 Hauntings, and it asks the question, who and what is haunting Chicago? The work comes from Chicago citizens that live everywhere from Humboldt Park to Inglewood. They share their personal stories with hauntings, both literal and metaphorical. It's the brainchild of Koya Paz and Bobby Bedrisky. Koya is the Free Street Artistic Director, and Bobby's a member of the Free Street and a PhD student at Northwestern in the Department of Performance Studies. The show's on stage through December 2nd at Pulaski Park, 1419 West Blackhawk, up on the third floor, the Noble Square neighborhood. Koya, Bobby, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Koya, good to see you, too. We've known each other for a long time. All right, so let's talk about where this comes from. I adore this concept, the idea of almost crowdsourcing ghost stories in Chicago.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we were interested in is talking to people about real ghosts, because there are the kind of urban legend ghosts that we all hear about, and I'm not sure anybody really believes that they're true.
Right.
And yet most people that we've talked to, and we talked to over 300 people in 15 different community sites to collect stories, even people who said they didn't believe in ghosts would usually, after a pause, say, well, there was this one time, and then go on to describe this incredibly unnerving or emotional or absolutely terrifying event that happened in their laundry room or in the, you know, entryway to their apartment building. And that's what I was interested in, you know, is sort of what do ghosts tell us about the city that we live in and the people that we are?
Yeah, I mean, because there are going to be ghost stories that are very particular to street corners, to specific neighborhoods, things that maybe the urban legend doesn't even leave that block, if you will.
Yeah, for sure. The part of how Koya and I came to this is that we were both really in love with the work of a sociologist named Avery Gordon, who wrote a book called Ghostly Matters, Haunting in the Sociological Imagination, where she was looking at the phenomenon of haunting as a way to study social worlds. So that's exactly what you're describing.
Interesting.
That like the ghost is a disruption in what we would perceive as maybe normal everyday life, and it's asking us to notice something that we may have been walking past every day, and it's kind of demanding to not be forgotten and to say, hey, look a little bit closer and figure out what happened here.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, because it's Halloween time and ghost stories obviously, you know, will become sort of in vogue for a month's time. But when we talk about these ghost stories, they're not just sort of the haunting types. They're not the kind of stuff, you know, you're not finding necessarily the old urban legends of, you know, a guy's hand hitting a car and we all ran and, you know, like the I don't even know, like I grew up in a rural area, so it's all about someone's hand brushing up against a car window. But I mean, it isn't just necessarily those kind of like almost horror type driven ghost stories.
No, in fact, it's not even all ghost stories, you know. And one of the things that, you know, we always say, and again, this is pulling from Gordon, so it wasn't entirely our original idea, whether or not the ghost is real, the fact that somebody says the ghost is real, and that's worth asking a question about. And even Resurrection Mary, which we were talking about a little bit off air, is like the most famous ghost in Chicago. I mentioned it to this woman who's, one, you know, kind of old school Irish from Chicago. And she's like, oh, that's just some story they made up to keep, you know, Irish kids from making out in the cemetery, you know. And like, I thought that was so funny, you know, to think about. Even these urban legends have a purpose, too, if you investigate. But actually, not everything that haunts us in this city is a ghost, you know. And that's one of the things that we tried to talk about in the play, is sort of what are the other things that keep reappearing or come back in unexpected moments, these things that we can't shake even though we try to. And that's where the play gets really, the whole process got really emotional.
For you guys, I mean, so talk about finding those stories. You know, you talked to 300 Chicagoans. How do you cull it down to a stage show? How does the process work?
It's a lot. I mean, the process itself, I think that's what we're both also in love with, is the process of making ensemble-based theater and doing theater that's rooted in interview work or in stories that are coming from a wide part of Chicago, all over the city, north, south, not really east because there's a lake there, right? But west as well. And then, so the process of finding those stories was, I don't want to speak for Koya, but for me, that was the most, I loved that. Sitting with people and listening to them tell you about loved ones that have come back and visited them, or about what they think haunts their neighborhood, whether that is political corruption or the police whatever that is, right? People, when they came to the workshops, were really honest. And I think that then what happens as an art maker when people are that honest and they give you this these incredible gifts of their own personal experience and the way that they're experiencing the city is that you feel a great deal of we want to take care of those stories, you know, and you want to share them with other people because they've given you the permission to do so. So that is a hard process to say which ones are going to end up in the show now. I think hopefully we were able to look through and say, here's major themes that came up over and over and over again, along with here are these really specific instances that just people have to hear.
Do you
these
have
are so
to,
incredible.
I mean, do you have to prompt people when you say, okay, we're looking for what haunts you to talk, not, you know, because automatically your brain will go, okay, well, I'm going to think of a ghost. Oh, yeah, there was that thing in the laundry room. Do you have to prompt them to think about some of the other issues, like you're talking about, the social issues, political corruption, crime, policing, things that might be a different way to think of the word haunt?
Yeah, I mean, when we did the workshops, we had a set of about 8 questions. And so we would play a warm-up game, and then we would ask these questions and ask people to write down a short answer to it. And they kind of led people into this question of other things. But actually, people were, over and over again, really reluctant to talk about the supernatural and very excited to talk about the other things. You know, everyone wants to talk about a corrupt politician.
Right.
For example, I remember talking to this one woman who I asked her if she had a ghost story, a supernatural one. And she was like, well, I wasn't drunk. I don't want you to think I was drunk. And she said that like 12 times while she was telling me the story, that she wasn't drunk, but that she was sure this thing had happened. And what I realized is, some people are really embarrassed to say that they have seen a ghost, or it seems unscientific or irrational, but they are not embarrassed to say, you know what, Chicago's really segregated, or you know what, the bus never comes, or you know what, these things are really a problem in my life, and so is this creature who keeps showing up at 3 a.m, but I don't want to talk about that.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Koya Paz and Bobby Bedrisky are with Free Street. Koya is the artistic director of the Free Street Theater. Also, Bobby is a member of Free Street, and he's a PhD student at Northwestern in the Department of Performance Studies. The show is called 100 Hauntings. It's on stage through December 2nd at Pulaski Park, 1419 West Blackhawk. That's in Noble Square. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. And I'd love to get to some of the specific things that people talked about or what you guys showcase in the show. And then I also want to get to the process. You guys, I mean, you have to have been evolved over time to do this kind of theater, to be able to collect stories and be able to present them. Talk a little bit about the editing process that you have acquired that skill by doing shows at Free Street, and talk about the mission of Free Street coming up here. On the download, stay with us. It's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, Koya Paz and Bobby Bedrisky. That's close. I'm trying, man. I'm doing my best.
You're doing great.
To run right through that name. Koya is the Free Street Theater Artistic Director. Bobby, a member of the company. You know, I'm interested because the show is 100 Hauntings. We're talking about sort of crowdsourcing ghost stories, but not just ghost stories, the concept of hauntings. And that could mean, that could be literal, that could be metaphorical. The show that you went and found 300 people to interview around the city, so many different areas, to put a show on at Free Street. It's on stage through December 2nd at Pulaski Park, 1419 West Blackhawk in Noble Square. It's a tremendous idea because, as I said before we started the segment, you know, far too often we lean on the stories of the urban legends that we know of Chicago that, like you said, with Resurrection Mary, just aren't true. Or, you know what, I just kind of old hat. Like, it's time to move on. So let's talk about some of the specifics, the stories that you guys have uncovered from talking to 300 different people in Chicago. Talk about what's in this show and what you guys discovered.
Yeah, so one of the stories that we tell on the play, so spoiler alert, is, you know, about a theater company that had rented a space in Pilsen. And they were sure that there was a ghost in the basement. And they thought that there was a ghost in the basement for all of the usual reasons, you know, that they go down and it feels cold, the lights come on and off, things crash. So they entered into this really complicated relationship with the ghost, you know, like talking to it, leaving it food, trying to like bring in a señora to wipe the ghost out. And they had found out that, you know, that one of those black tour buses would come by all the time, and they found out that the tour bus was coming to their space.
Really?
Because a woman had, it had been a speakeasy during Prohibition, and a woman had been murdered and buried in the basement. And when we first did the show as a kind of campfire tour in the summer, and we told that story as like dun dun dun, because a lot of ghost stories have this kind of confirmation,
right?
You and the proof is whatever. But then we were talking about it, like, wait a second. Someone was murdered and buried in the basement. And is there a way to tell this story that has some empathy for this ghost? And of course she's a mad ghost. You know. And so we tried to really think about, like, what are these ghost stories telling us beyond just like, oh, it's scary. I'm not going to renew my lease, you know. Or, for example, we had another... one of the famous stories about, you know, it's one of these urban legends, is that there's a Hooters at Erie and Wells that is haunted. When you look deeper into that story, there was a body snatching ring at the corner of Erie and Wells. And so that took us in.
A body snatching ring.
Because in the 1870s, people were sort of just discovering kind of human anatomy, and medical doctors and scientists really needed bodies. And so they were like taking bodies from the poorhouse. They were snatching immigrant women off the street. But they were... You know, we went into the archive because the urban legend said that they had found all these women's bodies stuffed into barrels marked poultry, and now it's a Hooters. And I was like, I'm trained as a historian, and that doesn't seem true to me. You know, that seems like a sick joke. But actually, it was a body snatching ring. They were in barrels marked grain and flour, things like that. But there's something,
but still,
this was the site of this really terrible violence that we wouldn't actually remember was a huge part of Chicago history if there weren't this ghost story that keeps repeating.
So the stories almost are the history lesson in the way that we can understand and have some empathy for the fact that these were real things that happened around these buildings that in this day, if it were 2016, and there was a body snatching ring and it was discovered at Hooters, that'd be a big deal, right?
That'd be a huge deal.
We hope so.
It was in the 1870s, too. You read the Tribune from, you know, February 28th, 1872, and it is... Just days and days of like, and the body snatching ring.
Wow. I did not know that. Oh, there you go. So okay, those are two stories that you can, I guess, see on stage at 100 Hauntings, which is a show that Free Street's putting on through December 2nd at Pulaski Park. It opens next Thursday, right? Previews have started, but it opens next Thursday, 1419 West Blackhawk. You know, you guys have been doing Free Street for a long time. I mean, Koya, this is... Forgot the number, 28 years of doing Free Street Theater. I don't know if you've been involved the entire time, but
no, I'm so young.
But
Free Street has actually been around since 1969.
Whoa.
We're in our 48th year of making theater by, for, about, with, and in Chicago's diverse communities. It was one of the first racially integrated theater companies in Chicago and was expressly started before I was born, for the record. To make theater that defies Chicago's segregation. We all know Chicago's the most segregated city in the country racially and economically. And so Patrick Henry, who founded the company, said, how could we use theater to bring people together and to say that these are false divisions? And let's use storytelling and let's perform in neighborhoods all over the city. You shouldn't have to come to the theater. The theater can come to you. That's important in a city as big and segregated as Chicago.
Yeah, right.
And we're very proud now in 2016 to be continuing that mission. You know, we don't have, you know, long hair and tie-dye and tambourines anymore. You look at the early footage of Free Street and it's great, but it's very 60s and 70s. We're trying to be the 2016-2017 version of what Chicago needs.
Bobby, why'd you get involved in Free Street?
All the reasons that Koya just said and more, wanting to do this kind of project, being able to collaborate on this kind of project is what I want to do. And this is not the kind of thing that necessarily I would be able to do at another larger theater. You know, like this is a community project, and Free Street is important to me in the sense that I think its ethics run through the whole thing, not just in the ethos of one particular project, but through the entire organization. We do amazing things there, like offer childcare during shows and for any of our cast members that need childcare while we're in the rehearsal process. And we're kind of running on an economic model that doesn't make a lot of sense in regard to the fact that all of our shows are pay whatever you want to pay. And we still are able to pay our actors and to pay our designers and stuff like that. So that kind of removal of a lot of the barriers, both perceived and real, that folks feel to theater in Chicago is the whole reason I wanted to be involved there.
It's great. And for a program or a project like this, I mean, it is a multimedia form of journalism in the way that you're collecting these stories. You have to edit them and then present them. But it is this sort of performance journalism.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. All of our shows are themed. So we kind of pick an idea and track it. We think, how does this really affect us in this city? And, you know, we always joke that Free Street is a little bit theater for people who hate theater. it is not your sort of traditional play structure at all. You know, we want to bring people in who wouldn't necessarily have a great time at a different kind of play. So we try to be funny. We also try to be smart. But most of all, we try to be real. You know, we try to reflect the city that we live in with the things that we do.
Sounds great. Koya Paz, Bobby Barisky. Koya is the Free Street Artistic Director. Bobby, a member of Free Street, also a PhD student at Northwestern and Department of Performance Studies. The show is called 100 Hauntings. It's Who and What is Haunting Chicago? It's on stage through December 2nd at Pulaski Park, 1419 West Blackhawk in Noble Square. What's a website? What's a good website for people to check out?
Freestreet.org.
Freestreet.org. Bobby, Koya, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Good to see you.